Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present Hype, how scammers, grifters, and con artists are taking over the internet and why we're following, by Gabrielle Bluestone. Read by Eileen Stevens. Introduction. Like most people, my first glimpse of the Fyre Festival was on Instagram. The slick commercial venture exploded onto America's social media feeds in December of 2016 as hundreds of verified influencers, blue-check Instagram celebrities with tens of millions of combined followers, started posting the same ambiguous burnt sienna square, suggesting their fans hashtag join me by purchasing tickets to the mysterious event. The festival organizers, who had hired the internet stars to promote the event, were promising ticket buyers two transformative weekends of fabulous luxury on a private island formerly owned by Pablo Escobar, where they'd be flown in on private jets, pampered by a dedicated wellness team, and nourished with meals designed by celebrity chef Steven Starr. A follow-up commercial, a medley of half-naked 20-something models interspersed with stock footage of other music festivals, subsequently went viral, and Vogue immediately deemed it the supermodel antidote to the winter blues, recommending the festival as a way to preemptively fix that Coachella FOMO. Vogue has since edited any references to Fyre from the piece, though it lives on in the URL. That was enough for me to know as a consumer that the event wasn't for me. And as a journalist, I probably would have let the whole thing pass me by had a guy I had gone to high school with not put together his own little Instagram commercial on his private account, flaunting his VIP artist pass wristbands and outlining, slide by slide, all the outrageous amenities guaranteed by the festival organizers. Suddenly, I felt anxious. Was I about to miss the party of a lifetime? I clicked the link to find out. What I found there made no sense. The site was offering 250,000 ticket packages with yachts and private chefs, yet it looked like it had been designed in a high school coding class. The text promised slick, intoxicating luxury beyond comprehension. But outside of a commercial shoot interspersed with obvious stock footage, there were no photos to back any of it up. The headliner for this supposedly exclusive luxury event was Blink 182, a band that peaked when I was in elementary school, which I will just say generally was quite a long time ago. Now I was extremely interested, but not for the reasons Fyre Media CEO Billy McFarland and his cohorts were hoping. Quite simply, I smelled a scam, and I wasn't the only one. At least two men, one with connections to the music industry and one with connections to the Bahamas, had already taken the dramatic step of registering social media accounts and websites to anonymously warn consumers that this thing was never going to happen. It seemed so obvious something was terribly wrong. The most incredible part of the whole thing was that no one was listening. Even my editors at Vice News, focused as they were on international stories and war documentaries, were initially dismissive. A music festival that was overhyped? Not sure that's a Vice story, one of them told me. I've joked that getting my initial story on the Fyre Festival published felt a lot like trying to convert to Judaism. But in the end, it wasn't that far off base. I had to pitch it three times before the editorial Beit Din saw the now legendary cheese sandwich photos on social media and decided it was go time. And even then, they only allowed me to cover it in text, rejecting requests to send a Vice News Tonight camera crew to the island to capture the disaster in real time. Luckily, between the Fyre organizers' own cameras and the hundreds of tech-savvy millennials stranded in the gravel pit, there was plenty of footage to go around. I've often wondered if the breakdown was due to my failure to appropriately describe the story I had stumbled into, or if the adults in the room's failure to recognize it reflected just how normalized, pure, substantive-free hype had become. After all, Fyre's influencer blitz had yielded immediate returns on social media, which triggered national press coverage, which gave the whole endeavor a patina of legitimacy. Within hours...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?